Good morning, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. Saints, He has done marvelous. He's done marvelous things. I don't care what's happening right now, what's going on, where you are, what you're upset about. The truth of the matter is the Lord has, is, and will continue to do marvelous things in our lives. You are here today on an assignment, and your assignment is to give God glory. Can I say it to you again, my brother? Can I say it to you again, my sister? Your assignment today is to give God glory. I know things are not going the way you anticipated for them to go, but your assignment is to give God glory. The Word of God teaches us in all things give thanks. It did not say for all things. So when you're giving God glory, you're not thanking Him for the cancer or the sickness or the lack of funds. You're thanking Him because He's God. You're thanking Him because He can make a way out of no way. You're thanking Him because He's a bridge over troubled waters. Listen to me, your thanks, your praise, your adoration, it ushers you your relief, your redemption, your hope. It gives you what you need for the moment that you're in. When you are thanking God, it takes away the anxiety of you worrying about something that you cannot control. This is one of the things that I'm always baffled about. When we try to get people to understand faith is what's required in the moments that we're in that we just can't control. Why is it so important? Because it is only your faith that God can do it. That God will do it, that God will come through and see about you. God knows your name. He knows your number. He knows what's going on in your life. You have to trust Him. That's your assignment today. I want you to give God glory for whatever is happening in your life. Just thank Him. Just praise Him. Just give Him honor. He is wonderful. In the good times, He is wonderful. In the sad moments, He is wonderful. When things don't seem to be operating the way you think they ought to be operating, He's still wonderful. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We have to learn how to be consistent in our praise, consistent in our adoration. You will go through some mountaintop experiences. I want you to hear me this morning. You will have some highs in your life, times when you will just be grateful and happy and on top of the world, but you will also have some valleys. I think it does not do you well to just tell you every day will be a happy day. That would not be the truth. There's mixture. We want the sun to always shine. But if the sun always shines and there's never any rain, there be no harvest. In order for God to get the miracle to your life, there has to be some rain in your life to go with the sunshine so you can appreciate the goodness and the kindness and the tender mercies of God. I want you to hear me today. God has not divorced you. God has not walked away from you. God has not threw up His hands and said, I'm done. He is intimately involved with you. He's right there hearing, supporting, and seeing you through. There is no way you could make it without the Lord. There is no way you would be able to take what you're taking without the Lord. It's not your strength. It's not your wisdom. It's not your power. The Lord takes care of us. He holds us in the areas of our ignorance, and He expects us to praise Him regardless of what state that we're in. Paul said, whatever state I'm in, I've learned to be content. What Paul was trying to tell us is that whatever is going to happen is going to happen. But one thing that is a certainty, the Lord is going to be right there. David said He's a present help. You don't have to call Him now. He's already there. He's there listening, watching, and being attentive to the needs that we have. When we go through trouble, we think we're walking through it, But the truth of the matter is, in many cases, the Lord is carrying us. We're just seeing this danger. We're just seeing the storm, but we're not walking through it because we're not strong enough. And he knows when we're not strong enough to handle what is going on. Today, I want you to rest in the Lord. I want you to rest in the Lord. I want you to rest in the Lord. You're worrying about something you cannot control. You're trying to figure it out. You can't figure it out. Only God can. Let him work it out in your life. I wanted you to hear me this morning because I want to make sure you are putting to practice these principles of trusting God. That's what I want to make sure you understand this morning, that you are trusting God for real, for real. It's going to work out okay. It's going to work out right because the hand of God is on it, in it, and through it. This morning, as I was preparing the word of God for you, for the saints of Zion this morning, I'm really going to emphasize the whole importance of letting stuff go. You're worried, you're stressed, you're overwhelmed. God wants to flow a blessing in your life. He can't do it because you are blocking it. And you're blocking it with your anxiety, you're blocking it with your worry. You're blocking it with stuff that you cannot control. You can't control people. You can't control what they're going to say. You can't control Facebook. You can't control TikTok and none of that other stuff. But what you can control is your consistency in trusting God, your consistency in laying it at the feet of God. God knows where you are. And he already has resolved your issues. Now you have to let his will be done in your life. There's a reason, there is a purpose for why you have to walk through this part of your life, this part of the land in your life. There is a reason for it. And what you have to do is praise your way through. I didn't say you had to speak in tongues your way through. I said you have to praise your way through. And the easiest way to praise your way through is by just telling him thank you. Thank you, Lord. That's a part of my vernacular. That I say that all the time. And I don't say it just to say it. I say it because I'm grateful. I'm eternally grateful. I know God didn't owe me anything. I've done wrong in my life. I've messed up in my life. Yes, the pastor is confessing and praying and testifying this morning. For those of you who try to hide and make people think you've always been a finished product, stop it. You've not always been that child of God that you are today. What people are seeing today is a finished product of who you had or who God wants you to be. But there were times in your life when you weren't so nice. There were times in your life when you weren't so all put together. Your Sunday clothes were different than your Monday clothes. But look at God. God has blessed you. God has brought you up. He has shown you, I can do anything but fail. He has shown you, he's a way maker. He has shown you that there is nothing too hard for him. Now this is the time when you have to put it to action. Show the devil that you're not intimidated. Show the devil that you will not let God down, but that you would trust him and that you would honor him. And that leads us to the text of the day because that's really where David was. As he speaks in Psalms 119, he's going to show us what he did. And I hope that that will help you to be able to make it applicable to your life. In Psalms 119 and the 114th verse, listen to David testify. He says, "You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. You are my refuge and shield, my coverer and protector. I put my hope in your word." Brothers and sisters, before I even give you my thought of the day, I want you to hear David, and I want you to hear his heart. He was going through so much. So much was happening. But he had a quiet moment when he stealed away from the people, the problems, the proclivities of his life. And he had a conversation with his God. That's what's needed in this moment. A private, intimate conversation with the Lord. And in his intimate, quiet conversation, listen to what he says to the Lord again. In the midst of the troubles, the problems that's going on, listen to what he says. He says, "You are my refuge." In other words, you're my cover. You are my shield, meaning my protector. You cover me, you protect me. And watch this. He says, "I have," meaning already done it, "put my hope in your word." If you said it, it's going to happen. Years ago, we used to say, if God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. David doesn't testify that way today. As a matter of fact, that is not even theologically correct. Because the reality of it is, if God said it, that settles it. It doesn't really matter what you believe. Because God's word is true, and it'll never return to him void. So the word of God from Psalm 119 and 114 verse, he says, as David is testifying and praying to his God privately, he says, "You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word." The word of God to you today is simple. Hid in hope. You're hiding in hope. I am hiding in hope. And I just wanted to make it catchy. It's hid in hope. That's it. That people want to know why you're able to still survive. Why are you still able to make it? Because you're hid in hope. People don't understand because they don't have hope. Their hope is in the White House. Their hope is in some pastor. Their hope is in some preacher. Their hope is in their money, their influence. But your hope has to be hid in hope. Listen to me. Our hope matters. Whatever you consider, hide your hope in Jesus Christ. I trust him. There is safety and security and putting our trust in God. If you don't hear nothing else I say to you this morning, there is safety and security in putting our trust in God. All of the years of my life, God has been good to me. And I have purposefully continued to practice, because it doesn't come easy, putting my hope in Jesus. Things have failed me. Things have failed you. But put your hope in Jesus. Hide yourself in Jesus. Faith, according to the word of God, the Apostle Paul, is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of the unseen. We never know the outcome of any situation. I get prayer requests all the time. And they say, "Pastor, pray for life." I can't tell God what to do. I can ask him. And for those of you who are going through a storm right now, we never know how it's going to come out. But as believers, we must trust that God is ultimately in control. And if God chooses not to do it the way we want it done, it's because he has purpose coming up out of it. There's a rhyme and a reason for everything that God does. He's not making life up as life go along. Before you were born in this world, God had already preordained everything that and every experience you would go through. But he also knew that you would trust him. He also is banking on the fact that you will understand that he has all power in his hand. This morning, I'm rising with you, and I'm asking you to hide yourself, hide your hope in Jesus Christ. That's your key. That's how you win. That's how you get victory. Just like non-believers, and I want to make this very clear, We have anxieties and uncertainties, but it's our hope in the finished works of Jesus that brings relief from our worry. It's our hope in Jesus Christ that gives us the strength and the fortitude to get up when life has knocked us down. You are bigger than the burden you're going through, and God has not brought you this far to leave you now. In the winter, I want you to watch this. In the winter, we cover ourselves with a coat to keep ourselves warm. During COVID, we covered ourselves with masks to avoid spreading COVID. When we serve food, we even cover our hands with plastic gloves to avoid spreading germs. Pastor, what's your point? What is the purpose of you saying those three examples? Here it is. We who are believers are covered in our hope in Jesus Christ because it will avoid us collapsing under the pressures of life. If you don't cover yourself in hope, if you're not rooted in hope in Jesus Christ, you will fail. You will not succeed. Because only believing and trusting that God is going to make a way can you continue to stand. This morning you got on the call, and I never know how God is going to work the word of God to you every time we get together. But the Lord said to me, tell them, trust me. Trust me. I can fix it. Trust me. I can turn it. Trust me, you won't die, but you will live. Because the moment you start trusting God, the moment the flow of His grace and mercy can enter into your life, we block the blessings of God by distrust and not believing. God knows where you are. He knows your number, and He's going to come see about you. As a matter of fact, He's a present help. He's there right now. Hope is all we have as believers. Hope is all we have as believers. We walk by faith. We do not walk by what we see. Yes, God has been good to us. God has made sure we ate every day. But we cannot let what God has blessed us with to cause us not to trust Him when there appears to be lack in our lives presently. God knows where you are. He's allowing you to go through what you're going through for this moment. This moment will be over. And when this moment is over, would you have passed the test of trusting God? Would you have passed the test of believing God? Would you have passed the test of trusting God? Hear me. Faith in God is the root of our Christian being. Listen to me. Christos is the Greek word for Christ-like beings. We are not Christ, but we are to emulate Him. He trusted God even to the death of the cross. We must learn to trust God and stop trusting people. We must learn to trust God and stop trusting our money. We must learn to trust God and stop trying to impress others. Our trust in God will get us through the dark moments of our lives. Our trusting God will give us peace in the middle of a whirlwind. This morning I beg you to be hid in hope. I beg you to be hid in hope this morning. Hope not in your money, but hope in Jesus. The question is very simple. Why are we hid in hope? Here's number one. Because hope is our shelter. Hope is our coverer. The word of God in the text today, he says, you my shield and you are my coverer. My refuge is the word he used. God wants to shield you from the things that wants to kill you. Did you hear me this morning? He wants you to be able to see what it could have been, but experience what it wasn't. Did y'all catch that this morning? Yes, you're going to see stuff. That's why David said, yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, the shadow of death, the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God is with me. You're going to see stuff, but don't be afraid. You're shielded from it. And God is saying, I want to be your shelter. I want to be your shield. But there's another thing of why we're hid in hope. So he can silence all the noise that's around you. See, as long as you're outside of the ark of hope in Jesus Christ, you hear all the noise. There are times when things are happening in my life, and what I'll do is I'll just get away. I get away from the family. I get away from everybody. And I sit and I listen because I need my silence. I need my solace. I need to be able to hear from God. That's what hope does in Jesus. It gives you an opportunity to leave all the noise at the front door. It gives you an opportunity to leave all the hustle and the bustle that's around you. And you can steal away and hear from God. And hear God say, it's going to be all right. Hear God say, I'm here. I'm going to bless you through this. You're worried and you start dialing and calling everybody. But God is saying, I want to bring silence in your life. But you got to hide your hope in me. You can't hide your hope in the situation. You can't hide your hope in what the outcome may be. You got to hide your hope in trusting that I'm going to make the way and I'm going to bridge the gap. But there's a third thing, not only for the shelter and the silence, but also for safety. You're safe in his arms. There's peace in his arms. There's happiness in his arms. There's completion in his arms. To every person that's listening to me today, wrap yourself in the arms of God. Let your hope be built on who he is and what he's able to do. One songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust a sweeter frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. And then it goes to the refrain. It says, on Christ, not on people, not on circumstances, not on others' mindsets, but on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other grounds are seeking sand. Today, hide in hope. And where's your hope? In Jesus Christ. He'll fix it. He'll turn it. He'll make it right. Matter of fact, he's going to hold you until things look like what he promised. If you paid attention to the word of God today, David said, I have put my hope in your word. I have put my hope in your word. It is God's word that will never fail us. He made us promises. And his promises is to bless us, to heal us. He knows the thoughts he has for us. I want you to trust him this morning. And I want you to believe him this morning. And as you go about your day and you go to the various places of worship, I want you to go with the mindset, I trust the Lord. I trust his wisdom. I trust his direction. I trust what he's able to do because he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever think, ask, or imagine. That's your word today. Hide in hope. Hide yourself in hope. Hide yourself in hope in Jesus Christ. That's your key. That's your success. That's how you make it. Pray with me this morning. Oh God, our Father, we thank you for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, God, for grace, and we thank you for peace. You are way maker. You are burden bearer. You are heart fixer. And you are mind regulator. God, you can do anything but fail. This morning, God, we come thanking you. Thanking and praising you, God, for your goodness and your kindness. You have never failed us yet. You always make a way. You always bridge the gaps in our lives. Father, if we would only trust you, if we could only be consistent in our trust of you, you'll make everything all right. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would heal, deliver, and set free. I thank you, God, for how you blessed our brother Clinton Brown. Oh, yes, God, you blessed brother Joby. You blessed him in a way that I pray he comes through. And when he comes through, he recognized nobody but you. Nobody but you. God, sometimes we are hard-headed and we have not done the things you have called for us to do. But God, in these moments, when you give us another chance, help us to wake to the reality that you are God and beside you there are no others. We pray for him this morning. We pray for full recovery. Father, bring back the breathing stronger. Make it stronger, God, that he may be able to come back so he can testify. Had it not been for the Lord, he would not be here today. Thank you, God, for bringing him through. Thank you, God, for holding him. Thank you, God, for allowing him to be found when he was found. You're able, God, and we give you glory. And, God, we give you honor. We continue to pray for Sister Vicki Clark. Continue to strengthen her, God. Thank you for how you blessed her. We've seen her since. We start praying for her. And, God, you're making a way, and we give you glory. God, we give you honor. Continue to bless Brother Keenan Hunt. Continue to strengthen him, God. I pray, God, that you continue to hold him close to you. And, Father, bless him. Yes, the doctor has said this. Yes, he may have revisited the hospital. But, God, you are able to keep him. And, God, you are able to make things right. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. We lift this morning, Sister Wanda Jones. Continue to hold her close to you. Thank you, Father, for the miracles that you performed in her life, and thank you for how you continue to hold her. Thank you for Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle. God, you are a way maker. You are a burden bearer. You are a heart fixer. You are everything. And God, I thank you for the illustration of your grace and your mercy that you continue to show and shine through their lives. Yes, God, to your will, and yes to your way. We pray for Brother Ben Mobley this morning. Continue to hold him close. We lift Reverend Wilson this morning. Continue to hold her close, God. Thank you for her life. Thank you for how you blessed her in and out. Father, we pray that you would continue to bless Brother Elisha. We pray, God, that you would hold him close during these moments of transition, God. Father, you're still right there with him. He may feel he's in the house by himself now, but God, remind him that you are present and you are attentive. And God, we give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we pray for every pastor that's on this call today, for every pastor that shall bring the word of God today. Strengthen them, God. Satan, we rebuke you. Let the word of God come forward. Let it come forward with power, with might, with wisdom in the name of Jesus. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. For those preachers who are bringing the word of God today, may not be a pastor, but just preaching the word today. Strengthen their cords, God, and give them what they need. For those of us who will be in worship today, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless us, that you would sit and rest on us today. Let your will be done. Create miracles. Open up doors. Bridge gaps, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, and we praise you. There are those who have brought prayer lists to the call today. And, Father, I don't know their names. But what I do know is you. I know that you can do anything but fail. So, Father, we put you on the case, and we hide our hope in you. We are in you, God. We're tied up. We're tangled up in you, God, knowing you can do anything but fail. So, Father, for those who are sick, be the doctor. For those who are in trouble, be the lawyer. For those who need peace, be the peace that passes all understanding. We thank you, and, God, we praise you. And now, God, we pray for every person who can hear hear my voice, whatever the situation is, whatever the problems are. Father, remind them to hide their hope in you. Remind them to hide their hope in you. Because in you, God, there is life. In you, there is peace. In you, there is joy. In you, there is happiness. And God, we thank you. Now, God, bless this day. Bless wherever we go. Bless whatever we touch in the name of Jesus. Hide us behind the cross of Calvary, that you may be able to get the glory in everything that we do in our lives. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.